the blocks to be made in front of them.
This is going to become a big part of Soldier Field in the years to come. I have a good feeling. Now, when you see that, what goes through your head?
Still surreal because I remember I was a little one of the players' jerseys. I had a Cadillac Williams jersey. I had a LaDainian Thomas jersey.
In the National Football League, you get a lot of attention. How are you handling the attention? Because you're getting a heck of a lot of it.
I'm just a humble person naturally, but I feel like it's kind of hard for some people to stay humble just because, like, especially there in like my position, like being doubted your whole life and people telling you you weren't good enough for this, and you could be like you told you so, but you know you have to stay humble because it'll all be gone in a minute.
Do you think you'll always be that way?
I definitely feel like I'll always be humble because I know I can't do anything without God or without my teammates. So.
A lot of guys can't get skinny through the hole. You have a unique way of doing it. There was a run in that game at Soldier Field.
Howard, he'll get the handoff, and there he goes up the middle.
The beauty of it was your patience. You set up your blocks and you got real small. You almost disappeared a little bit.
It's just something, it kind of came natural to me. I also work on it with Coach Drayton. We just work on just getting low.
Are you thinking that or are you just reacting it now?
I'm really just reacting. I don't really put too much thought in it. Like sometimes in the game, like when I do a move, it just happens. I don't even think about it.
Tell me about your first NFL touchdown.
Throwing open, Howard breaks a tackle, 15, 10, 5.
Hoyer, he threw the ball to me on the inside and I caught it and turned in. And the defender, he was outside of me, and he missed the tackle. And then I was just looking like, where is everybody at? And then I didn't see anybody, so I just kept running.
How much have you learned from the time we last met, this other rookie minicamp, till right now?
I just learned so much just since I first got here with all the other running backs. They just helped me tremendously. Coach Drayton, he's helped me out a lot.
He coached Ezekiel Elliott.
Me and Coach Drayton, we actually watched film of Ezekiel, like, for things that I can get better on. We're definitely using him as like a building block for me.
What types of things?
Just how his pad level, yeah, and how he just attacks the hole and how he keeps a wide base on contact so he can continue to break tackles.
Fire that burns inside you clearly comes from your upbringing, what you've been through, the passing of your father at the age of 12, and now that you're actually on an NFL field, is that fire burning greater than ever?
Yeah, definitely burning greater than ever because people just watching my videos and things, talking about how much I inspired them and things like that.
That feature that we did during rookie minicamp, it resonated with people. I mean, there was not a dry eye.
Still remembers the many times that they were got to spend together.
He used to come to all my practices and everything, and we just always talk about how I was going to make it. So I promised myself that I had to make it to the NFL, and I just play every game. I wear a shirt of him every game. I just carry him with me everywhere, and I'll never forget him.
I was just thinking that it was just a regular story. I was just telling my story. I didn't really put too much thought into it, but I still have people now. I guess they're just now seeing the video, and they're just hitting me up talking about how much of an inspiration I am to them.
Are you blown away a little bit? Only, you know, a handful of games so far, and you're already being looked upon as one of the faces of the team.
I'm kind of blown away by a little bit, but I feel like I'm just doing what I've been doing my whole life. I just have a great O-line and tight ends and receivers. They block pretty well for me.
Are you ready to be one of the faces of the franchise?
I definitely feel like I'm ready to be one of the faces of the franchise. I feel like I can handle the load. I feel like I go out each week and show that I'm capable of handling anything that presents to me.